Backseat Quickies, episode 54, The Captains. Hey guys, Scott here for Backseat Quickies, and today we are talking about The Captains, which is a documentary-ish thing. Directed and hosted by William Shatner as he wanders the Western world talking to the other five actors who played captains on Star Trek. So Avery Brooks, who was on Deep Space Nine as Ben Sisko, Patrick Stewart, who played Jean-Luc Picard, you have Kate Mulgrew, who played Captain Janeway, Scott Bakula, who was Captain Archer on Enterprise, Chris Pine from the reboot, and a little side trick into talking with Christopher Plummer, who played General Kang in Star Trek VI. He's mostly in there because Shatner and Plummer shared a stage almost once, in that Shatner was Plummer's understudy in Henry V when it played, I believe, on the Ottawa stage at some point in the late 50s, as the story goes. But the movie is kind of interesting because Shatner, of course, not really a documentarian or a journalist, so the interviews each have an odd little twist. Like, he rather than run them all continuously, they alternate as they shift topics, and the topics tend to stay the same across the board. So they'll talk about their early acting career for with each actor, and then go on to how they got onto Star Trek and how they felt early in the production, and then talk about what kind of toll that's taken on their personal lives, both just acting schedule and being part of this grand old franchise. And it's an odd little movie because each conversation tends to have a strange sort of flow. So Shatner and Patrick Stewart seem to have this mutual admiration society thing going where they, you know, they'll start with a question and it just very quickly devolves into swapping stories and just complimenting each other. Very, very, very constantly complimenting between those two. I guess because they've already a bit more familiar, having worked together on other things. Avery Brooks is just the strangest thing, because the interview takes place at Avery Brooks's piano. So Shatner will ask a question, and he'll start to answer, and then Avery will just sort of drift off and start playing. And then we have, you know, Shatner, not knowing what to do, starting to sing questions and very leading, very odd questions at Avery until it turns into a duet where answers sometimes get exchanged for those questions, and sometimes they just kind of mess around. That's probably the weirdest thing in this, is the Avery Brooks-Shatner duets, impromptu improvised jazz session thing. That alone is worth the price of admission, I have to say. The conversation with Kate Mulgrew is kind of awkward. Like, that comes across much more as a straightforward interview. Whereas Scott Bakula's conversation, that's mostly about, you know, acting and being a working actor and how that works for them. And then it goes into this weird thing where they talk about life and death for a while, and Scott Bakula has some odd spiritual ideas. I don't begrudge him his odd spiritual ideas, but it's interesting to hear him talk about spirits floating around him forever. The conversation with Chris Pine is neat because it comes across as this older actor talking to a younger actor. So they share stories about, you know, standing on top of trains and just their early days. But, of course, because it's a duel of Kirks, they have to start with an arm wrestling contest, which Shatner loses terribly. And then the Christopher Plummer conversation is actually on the stage at Stratford, Ontario. And that's just fun to watch the two of them reminisce about working on Trek 6 together. And in between all these little shifts from topic to topic are bits of either Shatner talking about his own career in relation to that topic, so he'll talk about his early days on the set or something similar. And then there will also be bits where, from convention floors, where, Shatner photo bombs costume photo shoots, or, you'll see the guy who played the Doctor on Voyager, looking at a merch booth, figuring out who's the most popular captain based on whose action figure is still in stock, or just little bits of interviews from various cast members of the different shows talking about how, for example, Avery Brooks did become an authority figure on the set despite just being an actor and not actually a real captain. While, for example, Patrick Stewart tells the story that he could not get the cast to stop goofing around in those early seasons of TNG and eventually just gave up and joined the silliness. So the Mutiny of Silly was, I believe, it was what referred to as. And it's kind of interesting. Like, I was expecting it to be like a big Bill Shatner ego trip thing with him writing, quote unquote, and directing and producing the whole thing. But it's just interest, but it's mostly just Bill and another person talking, or in some cases singing, or going horseback riding like he did with Scott Bakula. I think this is, if you're a Trek fan, you aren't going to gain any deeper insight into Trek or any of these personages, but it's interesting to watch regardless. And I think as a casual fan like myself, I appreciated it more. Like, I hadn't heard some of anything about the Mutiny of Silliness on TNG, or Frakes' attitude towards Patrick Stewart at the time and as the series progressed. And you also get weird things like Scott Bakula on a horse. Your argument is invalid. I won't say I like loved it, but I enjoyed my time watching it. And I mean, I had to stop halfway through. I was watching it on like the cable on-demand thing, so I came back and finished it. So even after a few days, so that says something. Like, if it's something that strikes your fancy, seek it out. I'm not going to say it's like worth spending money on if you the only way to get it is to buy a DVD, but if you can, rent it via some means, I'd say go for it. All in all, I will give this maybe a make it so. Yes, that's what I'll give it. I'll give it a make it so, number one. Until next time, probably Spider-Man by then. Probably.
Oh my God, it's the backseat producers. Swoon.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.